Hello, America. Welcome to I Hate Christmas. I'm your host, Niles Abston, and I hate Christmas. It sucks. Sorry to break it to you. It's just true. Today, we'll be talking about Christmas movies, my least favorite. Well, no, this isn't my least favorite genre of movies. Tyler Perry does exist. So, yeah, we'll be talking about my second least favorite genre of movies, Christmas movies. But first, I would like to introduce a very special guest. She is one of my favorite comedians. She has an album dropping next year. Y'all got to check that out. She has a podcast that I love called TV I Say with Ashley Ray. Y'all gonna love this. Welcome to this podcast, Ashley Ray. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm happy you're here too.
I also have, I think, my opinions on Christmas aren't mainstream.
No,
they aren't.
Yeah. What?
To me, I don't think Christmas is a period of you know, holiday joy. I think it should be a period of deep sorrow and reflection. It's gray outside. You should be sad. You should be watching things that make you question your mortality. That's the period. That's the season.
Yeah, I think a lot of people need to do more reflecting at the end of the year of how they fucked up. Like, you shouldn't be enjoying it yourself now.
Yeah, what jolly cheer. No. Think about what you did. That's what Christmas means to me.
Do you think anything early in your life around the holidays is like what influenced you to be like that? Because, like, for me, it was very, very much Christmas was a very religious thing. So that's why, like, I want nothing to do with it now.
Yeah, I did grow up, like, in the church. Like, Christmas was, we are going to church all day. I grew up in a missionary Baptist church.
Woo!
Yeah. So it was truly like we went to church at like 7 a.m. and we were there until like 8 p.m.
Oh my God.
But like my mom was good about it. She put the decorations up, had the tree. She always had gifts. But I think when I was 5 years old, I came downstairs and she was putting together like a Barbie dream house. And she was like, oh, Santa asked me to do this. And I was just kind of like, we don't have to lie. Like, why? Well, no, you're right here. You're doing the work. Why are we trying to give this to some white man? Like, let's stop.
So your mom was going to let you believe in Santa. You were just too smart for it.
But okay. I was just like, I see no reason to pretend, Mom. Like, it's enough that you're doing this
exactly.
for me.
Exactly. That's beautiful. I always like to start off with this. What's your favorite Christmas gift you've ever gotten?
Ooh.
And worst Christmas gift you've ever gotten, and you can't say sucks.
Okay. The best, when I was in sixth grade, my mom got me a guitar, my first guitar. That was really special, you know, acoustic, and because I was obsessed with like Ani DeFranco and I played classic guitar.
Oh my God.
So that was like a really cool gift. And the worst was like my freshman year of college, my mom got me jersey sheets. Just like jersey twin XL bed sheets.
What is jersey?
It's like cotton jersey, like really the like soft jersey material they make like jumpsuits out of, but like for your bed.
Wow.
And she was like, you're in college now. You don't get fun gifts anymore.
This like, is the time where I need more
where
fun.
Where I want fun. And she's like, no, now for the rest of your life, you just get socks and sheets and things that you need. And I was like, well, what now? That just kills this holiday even more.
And that's why they always wonder, like, why do you have any holiday spirit anymore? Because it was beat out of me.
It was beat out of me.
With like practical gifts.
Yeah. It's like, I don't even really get excited about Christmas shopping now because I'm like, I know my mom's just going to be like, ooh, she needs some Brita filters.
Exactly.
Like, yeah.
You have the whole year to give me a practical gift.
Yeah.
For once, can I just feel special?
Just something silly and stupid that I'm going to look at and be like, oh, this is fun.
You might be up there. That might be one of the worst gifts we've heard so
far.
Well, we'll talk more about your relationship with Christmas later, but we want to jump in to what this episode is about. Today, we're breaking down Christmas movies. So Ashley turned in a list of her favorite Christmas movies and a list of her least favorite Christmas movies.
Yeah.
And we're going to go through all of them. Some I have seen and am a fan of. Some I have not seen, but I know are special to certain people that haven't done drugs yet. And we're going to get into them. So your favorite ones, you're going to have to defend.
Yeah.
And your least favorite ones, I can't wait to hear why. So let's go through the list. So number one on your favorite Christmas movies, The Nightmare Before Christmas. I know
Absolutely.
This is a very popular movie to white people.
And kids who shopped at Hot Topic, please.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, it's the goth Christmas movie. Okay.
Oh.
If you were listening to Korn in seventh grade, you were loving The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, as a black Christian kid, I was not anything that had the word nightmare in it, that was not allowed in our house. So never got the opportunity to see this one. What's his name? Burton? That's him, right?
Yes, Tim Burton.
Okay. See, I saw the Batman movies he made.
Yeah, but those didn't have the devil in them.
No.
Yeah, but this was more like Edward Scissorhands vibes, dark. It's about basically Halloween creatures that decide to take over Christmas.
Okay.
And I mean, it's a musical. It has an amazing soundtrack.
Okay, so musical.
That I still listen to this day.
Okay.
I mean, it's incredible.
What's this? What's this? There's color everywhere. What's this? There's white things in the air. What's this? I can't believe my eyes. I must be dreaming. Wake up, Jack. This isn't fair. What's this? What's this? What's this? There's something very wrong. What's this? There's people singing songs. What's this? The streets are lined with little creatures laughing. Everybody seems so happy. Have I possibly gone daffy? What is this? What's this?
Do you think the musical aspect of it is like what really grabbed you as a kid? Because I saw you said
absolutely
something about corn.
Yes, yes. The music in The Nightmare Before Christmas is, I think, still some of the best. There's the Oogie Boogie Man, which...
Yeah, that's the white face dude with the suit. Is that
who
that is?
Recently got called out. They said it was racist, the Oogie Boogie Man.
Here's the thing. This is America. If you look far enough into anything, everything's racist.
It is. I will say that, like, the tone of most of the songs in the show, in the movie, are very, like, they kind of sound like parodies of Christmas songs. It's like, this is Halloween, da da da. And then when it comes to the Oogie Boogie Man song, it's like this jazz, like, he's joking.
Oh, no.
The Oogie. And it's like, is this supposed to be a black man?
Oh, my God. That is a lot of cartoons. Because what movie is that with the scarecrows? They're obviously like black
men.
Oh,
yeah. And they're obviously, but yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a little bit of that.
Okay.
But I mean, it's the Oogie Boogie. It's a good song. It's okay. Still a good.
I don't know. I mean, Tim Burton doesn't put black people in his movies.
He doesn't. So first of all, how can he be black?
Exactly.
Exactly. So that's just a soulful,
just one
white
of my favorite,
Oogie Boogie Man.
One of my favorite rules that I've heard from back home was you can't be racist if there's no black people around.
Yeah, if there's no black people around. And Tim Burton abides by that rule in The Nightmare Before Christmas. So it's not racist.
Yeah.
Defended.
I love it. Okay, so Nightmare Before Christmas. Was this just a list, or is that really your number one?
It really is my number one. Wow. I rewatch it most years. Like, if I'm flipping channels and it's on, I will put it on. Like, it's... Okay. I mean, as a kid, I used to think they could make so many spinoffs. They go into Christmas because there's all these trees with doors for different holidays. So they show the other holidays. Like, there's an Easter door. I was like, they could make so many movies.
Whoa.
I would watch all of these.
I'm going to do shrooms and watch that.
It's worth
so cool.
That. Yes. It is a perfect Christmas shrooms movie.
Okay. All right. I will check out Nightmare Before Christmas. I'm going to check that out. Number two is a movie that I really like. I don't think I ever noticed it was a Christmas movie because it just played in every black house that I grew up.
Yes.
Because it has two of the most important black people ever in the movie, in Whitney Houston and Denzel Washington.
Yeah.
And then Courtney B. Vance is also in the movie.
Oh, yeah, he's there.
Great actor. So The Preacher's Wife is your number two Christmas movie. Why is that?
Yeah. Oh, I was obsessed with Whitney Houston as a kid. I just like fell in love with her in this movie. It really, I think, made me super gay. I just thought she was so pretty. I loved like when she would sing. I would just watch it over and over. And I truly just her. Like I remember always as a kid being like, I want her to kiss the angel. Like, just leave your husband for Denzel Washington.
Right.
And my mom would always be like, that's not what it's about. And I was just like, well, that part's stupid. That's dumb.
No, literally as a kid, I feel like all kids watching that movie, that was like our first point into like, hey, man, maybe cheating ain't so bad.
Maybe it's not so bad. Maybe that's the meaning of Christmas, is that sometimes.
Because I definitely was like, you should leave your husband for this angel.
For this angel.
And I think most children, that's how we felt about that movie, but it's not about that, I guess.
I mean, I don't know. I think we could all agree maybe it's okay to cheat if the other person is an angel.
That
looks like Denzel Washington.
You know?
You ever had your palm read?
Okay.
I see a beautiful woman with a good heart. Only has to open her eyes to realize that everything she ever wanted, she already has.
You didn't even look at my hand.
but I held it.
Do you see Henry and me?
Ow! Oh, it's so hot I had to let it go.
They knew what they were doing when they made that movie.
And it could only be Denzel. It Anybody else, you'd be like, nah, not justified. But Denzel, it's like, really? Is Courtney B. Vance even that cool? Like, he wouldn't even take you ice skating, girl. Like, come on.
Wow. I forget a lot of that. I haven't seen it in so long. I guess I just kind of forget what's in that movie.
It's like Courtney B. Vance is like a negligent husband who's lost the meaning of Christmas.
And he's a pastor, so he's like really busy.
Yeah, and he's like so busy. And then he's like, wait a second, this angel is stepping in on my wife. And that makes him realize he should spend Christmas with his family.
Maybe husbands will do better if an angel that looks like Denzel Washington starts flirting with your wife.
That'll make you act right. And I think that is the meaning of Christmas.
That's a great story lesson. All the men listening to this with a woman in your life, if you're taking her for granted, just imagine an angel that looks like Denzel Washington is pushing up on her.
Is coming down.
And you will now act right.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Like bringing a perfect Christmas tree. Nah, get it together.
Look, that was like a Tyler Perry movie before a Tyler Perry movie.
Absolutely.
With like a supernatural element. Yeah. Like if Denzel had been light skinned with a bad wig, oh my God.
Oh yeah. It sounds like it would be a Tubi movie that's just like an angel almost breaks up a marriage.
Oh yeah. If that movie didn't have the people in it that it had in it, it definitely would have been what are we watching?
Made for BET.
Yeah.
And it would still probably be a family classic.
That was back in the day where you could have like a B movie idea, but if you put A-list talent in it, then it was going to make money.
Like soul food.
Yes. Literally like soul food. Yeah. Big mama, your arm. Anyway. Number three, which might be my favorite Christmas movie ever. Jingle All the Way.
Absolutely.
What a movie. You got Schwarzenegger and Sinbad.
Who
thinks of that combo?
And the late Phil Hartman.
Oh my God, Phil Hartman is in that movie.
Which sadly is like what made me love it as a kid. I was really obsessed with Phil Hartman.
Hey, is the kid that plays Anakin in Star Wars?
Oh, I think he is.
I think that's him, right?
I think that's that kid.
Yeah, he's had a bad life.
Yeah,
since
But where do you go after Jingle All the Way, though?
I know. Jingle All, like that movie is so good. Like it literally is just like, the movie is literally Get the Toy.
And it's just so over the top funny. I just remember that was one of the first ones that I was like, I'm playing this out. My mom is getting annoyed. I am watching this movie just over and over and over again. Yes. But it's just it's every face Sinbad makes in that movie.
It's great.
I would just, bust out laughing.
It's great.
It's like, one of the best.
I used to watch that VHS like all the time when it was like I watched that movie during the summer.
Yeah.
Like I would wear that VHS tape out.
I was like, I was just like, oh, right, this is a Christmas movie. No, that is just a good comedy.
It's great. It's hilarious. And then like my family has like several postal workers in our family. So like Sinbad being an older black postal worker was just like, yeah, that's my uncle. That's my granddad. You know what I'm saying? So like I totally was like rooting for him the entire movie, which I forget. Why was a dad and a postal worker like rivals? Like, why were they?
That's a little fuzzy. I think it was that like they realized there was one toy left.
Oh, it was only one Turbo Man left.
Yeah, Turbo Man left. And I think like Sinbad realizes it's his like what it is when he's supposed to deliver it, but he decides to keep it so he can give it to his kid or something.
Oh.
And then like I think he tries to track him now. Honestly, the details are
that makes
are
sense. If there was only one toy left, that makes more sense.
Yeah, because I know there's like a scene they go to a toy store and they're like, "We don't have this," and chaos happens.
Yeah.
And as if I didn't have enough pressure in my life, my son sends me out for some like goofy butt toy, some fruity robot named Turtle Man.
It's Turbo Man. My son wants one, too.
You know it's all a ploy, don't you?
A ploy?
Man, where have you been? Don't you watch TV? We are being set up by rich and powerful toy cartels.
Oh, come
on. Now you got these big fat cats sit there using working class just like me and you. They spend billions of dollars on TV advertisement, and then they sit there and use subliminal messages to suck your children's minds out. And I know what I'm talking about because I went to junior college for a semester, and I studied psychology, so I'm right in there. I know what's going on.
It's so funny. Like, so many movies, like, even with The Preacher's Wife, like, so many movies in, like, the 90s are very much like, Dad wasn't appreciating the rest of the family. Like, that's definitely what it was. I think Arnold Schwarzenegger basically plays like a dad.
Yeah, who's like, oh, I've been so absent from my kids' lives, but I got this if I just give them this toy. And it's like, really? Okay. Yeah, yeah. That can be the message that, you know, you just got to get your kid a toy.
Right. Hollywood is funny because Arnold Schwarzenegger was in so many movies. Like after his like whole action hero run, he was in like so many movies where it was just like, why is this dude the dad in a family where no one else talks like that?
Yeah. Kindergarten Cop.
Yes. No one around you talks like that. How are you the only person here that talks like
your
that?
Whole family? Kids aren't picking up on it.
It'll just be this regular like white Midwestern family, and then he's like, I'm all new. Like, nah, bro.
And they also will be like, and you know, you're from Ohio, Dad.
Exactly.
And it's like, what? Okay.
That man is Austrian. And he's 12 inches taller.
It's an all-American Christmas movie.
That shit is crazy. The way America just let Arnold Schwarzenegger do whatever he wanted.
Yeah.
Sure, nigga, be a governor. We don't care.
I think they would have changed the Constitution so he could be president.
I was worried. I was a little worried.
Him, I think they would do it.
I was just like, I felt like America was getting to the point. I was like, all right, we had a black one. Let Schwarzenegger
do
it.
Why not? Why not?
But yeah, Jingle All the Way. Like that, Jingle All the Way is like, as a kid, was definitely my favorite Christmas movie.
It's all action.
The plot never stops. Like from the get-go. Like it's one of those movies where it's just like what's that movie I like? Rat Race.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of those movies where it's just like, boom, boom, this happens and this happens and this happens. I love movies like that.
Just never slows down.
No, never
slows down. It's perfect.
The Night Before. So that's the Seth Rogen movie, right?
Yes.
It's
the Seth Rogen movie no one has ever seen.
This is around the moment where I just gave up on him. Love Seth to death. I really do.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a big Seth Rogen fan, but there was just a time where it just kind of like, I felt like he lost his fastball.
This is the one where like people kind of, I think, started to find that type of movie grating, the like adult man who's kind of a child and doesn't know how to grow up.
Yeah.
And it's about these like three dudes who
Anthony Mackie
is
Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
Yeah. Yeah, that's
right.
Oh,
they're good in the cancer movie together.
They're good in that cancer movie, and they did this first, and that's that guy.
But you vouch for The Night Before?
It's one I like to revisit because I love stoner comedy movies.
Oh, so it's a stoner Christmas movie.
Yeah, it's a stoner Christmas movie. It's about these three guys who every night before Christmas try to find this like elusive holiday party that's like secret invite only. They like never find it. But then one year they managed to find it. And like Joseph Gordon-Levitt's character is like, we've got to go to the party. But the other two at this point are boring and like have girlfriends and are like, oh, I'm too old for this. And he's like, no, come on. I just like went through a divorce or something. Please go to it.
Okay.
And then chaos ensues.
I don't remember that from the marketing at all.
No one remembers the marketing from this movie No one heard about it. No one saw it. Like, there's so many celebrity cameos in it, too. Like, Mindy Kaling is in it.
What?
There's, like, a bunch of famous athletes who pop up in it. There's, like, a famous actor who plays a drug dealer and all these, like, dream sequences they have. It is a wild movie that when people watch it are just like, how did no one ever talk about it?
That sounds like something I would very much enjoy.
It's, I think, a sleeper hit for the Christmas season.
Yeah.
If you like a stoner, like, Christmas comedy, it's better than any others I've seen. Like, there's, you know, Harold and Kumar Christmas, but that is a bad movie.
Harold and Kumar made a Christmas movie?
Yeah, it's the third one in the like, series.
I think I've seen that
It's,
one.
Like, Harold and Kumar Guantanamo, and then the Christmas one.
Is the Christmas one, isn't there, like, a scene at a party, like, in a nice, really nice apartment or something like that?
Yeah.
And like, I don't I feel like there's like a fight scene in there.
Yeah, I think it's something weird. Like Neil Patrick Harris tries to be Santa or something.
Yeah, I've seen
know.
That. Yeah, it wasn't very good.
It wasn't very good. The Night Before is better.
Okay.
But
it wouldn't like crack like your top five Seth Rogen movies though?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. I'll check it out because that actually sounds like something I would watch, but I definitely don't remember it being marketed like that.
Nobody remembers it. And it's like a big cast. There's so many famous people in it. And
what year did it come out?
Ooh.
If it came out like anywhere between
2015.
See, so 2013 to 2015 was right before I dropped out of college. And so like most new movies that came out around then, I just kind of missed.
I forgot. Nathan Fielder is in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, like, they all went to school together.
Yeah, I forgot. Like, he has a huge role in it. Michael Shannon is the actor who, like, plays the drug dealer.
Really?
Yeah.
And I didn't watch this?
And nobody watched it.
Are you going to be cool at this party, dude?
Cool as fuck, G.
No, you're not cool, G. You look insane. Only your right eye is working. There's going to be a lot of famous people at this party, and I don't want you to fuck it up. You walk in there looking like a shit show.
I look weird now.
Yes, you look weird. Still weird. Weirder.
He looks fine.
No, you don't. Look, you need to fucking check yourself before...
Before I wreck myself?
Oh.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Jiggity check myself before I rickety wreck myself?
Yes.
How does that make someone feel?
Right.
To be told that they might wreck themselves?
You're not going to wreck yourself. You made him feel bad. Why don't you just leave him alone?
No, I'm not... I mean, look, he's not
mellow
right,
out.
Dude. Why don't you have some weed and mellow out?
I'm going to watch that this Christmas.
Yeah, he plays like their limo driver who like won't leave them alone.
That's so funny. Because all I remember from the marketing, I just saw three grown men in Christmas sweaters running down the street.
Yeah.
And I was just like, no.
Like, no, what is this even about? And it's actually pretty clever and funny.
It's funny, like Seth Rogen making a Christmas movie.
Yeah, know? See,
being
that's...
being a Jewish guy making a
Christmas
movie.
Yeah, and that's part hilarious. Of it, is that they're like, haha, you know, what's her name is in it? Miley Cyrus.
Really?
Yeah.
That was like Banger's Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, Banger's Miley Cyrus is in the movie. She performs, and then, like, Joseph Gordon-Levitt is like, help me, like, propose to my girlfriend. And the girlfriend is like, we literally just got back together a week ago. This is not a good idea.
Wow.
It's a pretty funny scene.
I'm going to check it out.
Yeah, all it's right, worth it.
Night before. All right, Seth, I see you.
Yeah.
Number 5. This is a Christmas movie to you?
It is technically a New Year's Eve movie.
Okay.
But I watch it during Christmas.
Waiting to Exhale.
Yes.
Very good movie.
It starts on Christmas Eve, ends with them celebrating the next Christmas Eve.
It does.
But for me, I mean, I start watching it during the holiday season. So for me, it means Christmas.
Angela Bassett.
Yeah.
Love Angela Bassett.
Love Angela Bassett. Whitney Houston again, like I said, yes. Obsessed with her.
Yes. This motherfucker is psychotic. I bet you there's serial killers less anal.
Yeah, white woman's probably the only one who'll tolerate your smug ass. Yeah, I was your white woman for 11 years. Couldn't have started that damn company without me. Hell, I worked my ass off.
I mean, I got a master's degree in business, and there I was, his secretary, his office manager, and his computer.
Angela is a family friend of mine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. She went to college with my cousin, so... Whenever I go to their house, like they have, she has like the Waiting to Exhale poster in her kitchen, and it's like signed by her and Whitney. It's really cool.
Yeah. But yeah,
I have to find this. I have to find the picture, but I think it was after the Tina Turner movie. Ooh. She came to our family reunion in like small town Louisiana.
This is a hangout.
Yeah, just to hang out with everybody. She wasn't like super famous yet, but everybody knew her and she was in movies. And so she's wearing, there's like pictures of her.
I feel like she's just always been black famous.
Yes, she really has.
Yeah.
And so like you talk to a white person, it's like, what do you like Angela Bassett in?
Like, oh, Black Panther.
Panther. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Come on.
Get out of here. But like Angela Bassett has like our, you know, black people, we got the family reunion t-shirt.
Yeah.
She literally has like the red family reunion t-shirt in the thing. And then my grandma, I got to find the picture, but I was the baby that family reunion. So Angela Bassett's like sitting on the couch with our family t-shirt on, just holding me as a baby.
I would lie to everybody and say she's my aunt.
I have.
You should post that. You would get so much money.
Yeah.
Like people would be like, oh, you got to help fund Angela Bassett's nephew.
Look. Nepotism. Even if you gotta lie about it, Jesus.
Come on,
I gotta find that picture. But yeah, that run of movies. Cause I think it was the Tina Turner one, Waiting to Exhale, and there was a run of like three movies she had that were just like sick. Where she should have got an Oscar for like
and
all
every
three.
Single one, and of course racism.
Yeah,
So she didn't. But Waiting to Exhale, I think I count it as a Christmas movie. It's about new beginnings. I think it's a pinnacle of kind of what I think the holiday season should be about, of thinking about what you did wrong and what you need to change.
Who else is in that movie? Is Vivica Fox in that movie?
Loretta Devine. No. Robin Givens.
Robin Givens is in it?
Yeah.
I love Loretta Devine.
That's the main four girls.
Okay.
Who's that man who was always like tap dancing?
Not Savion Glover.
Gregory Hines.
Gregory Hines is in it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good cast. I like that movie a lot. I just never thought about it.
Oh, and Donald Faison.
Wow. He is in that shit.
He plays Loretta Devine's son, who's like, I'm going to go travel the world, Ma. You can't hold me back.
I love Donald Faison. Now he does T-Mobile commercials.
Yeah. And animated shows like Alabama Jackson, that you can watch on YouTube from Adult Swim. They took it off of everything, but it's on YouTube.
Oh my God, YouTube, man. Like, it's sick how many things you could just like watch on YouTube now.
Yeah.
That someone should have been getting like
paid so much money and it should be on a real TV. But you know, hey, it's out there.
That's the business, baby. That's the business.
We love it.
So you got four of your least favorite movies.
Yes.
Christmas movies.
And yeah.
We're going to start off hot.
Yeah.
Because you got one on here that.
Let's go.
As someone who is a Christmas hater, I think is a great movie. Home Alone.
Yeah.
It's your least. Is this your number one on your least favorite?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I like Home Alone. I get why Home Alone is an entertaining time.
Yes.
It has hijinks.
Yes.
And action. Great. To me, not a Christmas movie.
It's not?
It's not a Christmas movie. I don't watch that movie and feel warm and cuddly. I am just like, you left your child.
Yeah, that's
fucked up. It's messed up. That isn't the Christmas spirit to me, leaving a child, abandoning a child. I think if this happened to a Black family, the Child Protective Services are getting called.
Oh, of course.
Immediately.
Of course.
I'm like, first, and also, there's just a lot of miscommunication.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Black Kevin
is getting put in a foster home.
A foster
before
home.
Before the sequel.
Police are getting called.
What time do you have to go to bed?
Early. We're leaving the house at 8 a.m. on the button.
I hope you're all drinking milk. I want to get rid of it. Hey, don't you?
Honey, the pizza boy needs $122.50 plus tip.
For pizza?
10 pizzas times $12.
Frank, you've got some money, don't you? Come on.
Traveler's checks.
Forget it, Frank. We have cash.
You probably get the kind of traveler's checks that don't work in France.
Did anyone order me plain cheese?
Well, yeah, we did. But if you want any, somebody's going to have to barf it all up because it's gone.
Fuller, go easy on the Pepsi.
And there's just so much. I just watch it. I'm like, just someone pick a phone up and fix the situation. There's disgusting pigeons.
You don't like pigeons?
I don't like pigeons. Mm. And you want me to get into a whole pigeon lady? No. Okay. For what? What? Are pigeons about Christmas? No. There's no reason. It could be any holiday reasons. It could have been a summer vacation and they left him at home. Christmas is not key to the film.
It's not. It could have been anything.
It could have been anything. It could have just been like, oh, yeah, Kevin's summer vacation.
It's like they're a big family and like Christmas is like a stressful time if you have a bunch of kids. So I feel like, I don't know.
I feel like any travel is stressful. But Christmas, you forget a kid. You're packing gifts and stuff. You should remember the kid. Come on.
That is crazy that they just forgot him like that.
Yeah. And I just couldn't get over that to be like, this is a Christmas movie.
Because what's his name? Macaulay just got his little Hollywood Star Walker fame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seems a little late, but hey.
It's very late. That's crazy.
If you had asked me to bet, I would have bet he had one already.
I would have thought so, too. That kid, when he was a kid, he was on everything.
Every single thing.
Somebody was on Twitter saying that Kevin should have got an attempted murder charge.
Yeah.
For all that shit he was
doing.
Honestly,
absolutely.
I mean, he did use a brick.
He used a brick. He used cans of paint. Like, he was just torturing these two men. And yes, okay, they're criminals.
They are.
But is this the justice system we want to live in? One that's ruled by, like, a 12-year-old boy?
I don't know. I'm just a big Kevin McAllister fan. I don't know.
If you just told me it was an action movie, I would be like,
it is
yeah.
Like Child Die Hard.
Yeah, it's like Child Die Hard. And they always try to say, oh, Die Hard's a Christmas movie.
You don't think Die Hard's
no,
a Christmas movie?
No, it just happens to be at Christmas. It's like that. It's not bringing the Christmas spirit. There's no Christmas message or meaning here.
That's real.
So.
Is Home Alone 2 Christmas too? It
yeah,
is. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, see, I never watched it because I was sick of it.
You didn't even see it. And I might. I think Home Alone 2 is actually better.
Oh, is that the one with Donald Trump?
It is.
Wow.
Co-star Donald Trump.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. Enjoy that. Yeah. You're complicit.
I am very complicit.
Have a complicit Christmas. Yeah, it's almost, watch Home Alone.
It's almost like having the biggest sketch show ever in history and having him host, or having him on your having him on your talk show and rubbing,
and
his,
rubbing
head.
His head. Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly what you're doing when you watch Home Alone, even the one he's not in.
Even the one he's not in?
The whole franchise is complicit. Okay.
That's crazy.
There you go. You go watch Jingle All the Way. You don't have to worry about Trump in that one.
You could just watch Jingle All the Way.
Exactly.
Okay. Ashley has very good points for her Home Alone hate. I don't know if I agree. This is one of your most
You could watch Home Alone any time of the year.
They come at you on Twitter a lot.
They do. They're going
to
hate
opinions,
me. Yeah.
But
yeah.
This one might be your most controversial.
Honestly, I would never tweet this.
You shouldn't tweet this ever.
Keep
this on the podcast. And if you're listening to this, we're gonna keep this.
Don't
in
tell
the family.
Anyone I said it. Don't tell
we're,
anyone I said
we're
this.
We're keeping this in the I Hate Christmas family. We're not putting this online just for
you could watch it 4th of July. It's not a Christmas movie. It's just Home Alone.
That's real. This next one, now I think this is crazy too. The Grinch?
Yeah.
That's on your least favorite?
Yeah, and I mean every version, the cartoon, the remake.
The Jim Carrey?
Every single one.
Oh my God.
I just don't understand. So I'm just kind of like, let him live his life.
That's crazy.
I don't understand why we're meddling in the Grinch's affairs. It just never, I just never really needed him to have holiday cheer, joy in his heart. I was fine with him being the Grinch, but I'm just supposed to care about his, I wasn't pulled into his growth or his narrative in this film.
With this coat and this hat, I look just like Saint Nick.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel.
You're as cuddly as a cactus, and as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch.
You're a bad banana with a greasy black beard.
Look, I love any movie that is an allegory about we should just leave the old angry black man alone. So I love the Grinch.
I want to, but every time I'm upset when someone puts it on.
Really?
If I'm at a holiday party and someone's like, we're going to put on the Grinch, I'm like, why?
You don't think it's funny?
The Jim Carrey version has moments because he's Jim Carrey.
He
knows how to be funny, but it just annoys me. It's another one where I'm just kind of like,
why?
I don't care about these people having their Christmas spirit. It's
not a big Whoville fan.
Not a big Whoville fan. I'm not a fan of the remake aspect. You know,
I think they're about to do another one.
Yeah, they're going to make 10 million versions of the Grinch.
Jim Carrey said he wants to do it again.
Get over it, man. Why? What? Why? Why?
I don't want to see a reboot or a reimagining.
Yeah, like what did he lost his charm, like his holiday spirit, so he's a Grinch again? What are we doing?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Wow, that's.
I get people's love for that one though.
Yeah,
I do. I get
it's,
why
it's
people
silly.
Love the Grinch.
Like
but...
I would say, like if I saw the Grinch now, I don't think I would care much about it.
Yeah,
but I think it's one of those like I saw it as a kid. Like,
yeah,
I'm pretty sure I saw it in theaters.
I definitely saw the Jim Carrey one in theaters, and I think it's the cartoon version.
That was like recent. That was a few years ago, right?
I mean the original cartoon.
The original
like the
cartoon
old,
that comes
old
on like,
one.
Broadcast TV.
And yeah, shit. And I think as a kid it would come on all the time. My mom would play it, and to me it was just so boring, like, you know, Charlie Brown Christmas. So I just kind of put it on that level of like, why do I care about this old Christmas movie?
No, that's real. Yeah, because I see you don't have none of the old classic ones like the Rudolph and Charlie Brown.
I don't like those. Sorry.
I hated those movies growing up.
I hated those growing up. I was just like, why are you making me watch this old stuff?
And then they would have Frosty the Snowman. I hated so much.
Yeah, I hated that one.
Because what would he say when he would come back alive? He'd be like, did he say happy birthday? Yeah, he'd always be like, happy birthday. Yeah. I'm like, nah, bro. I'm not doing this.
I hated it. I hated how sad the little Rudolph one looked. It just, you know, that was stuff for like my mom's age. Like, I hate that old-ass cartoon shit.
There was one that... There was like a claymation one that was really bad.
Oh, yeah.
About Santa Claus.
And Jack Frost, I think.
Jack Frost. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't like none of that.
Yeah, I didn't like any of that. I'm a kid of the 90s, yeah, and I was like, who needs that? We have live action.
Yeah.
Why do I watch that when Sinbad is like fighting on a Christmas float?
For Turbo Man.
Yeah.
So I hear about this movie a lot, but I have no idea what it's about, who's in it, none of it. What is Love Actually? I hear people talk about it like all the time. Never seen this movie.
Oh, I don't even know where to begin with that. Love Actually is... consider one of the like biggest, most famous rom-coms ever. It's also based around the holidays. It follows a bunch of couples that don't all intersect. Some of them kind of do. And it's not even really couples. It's like people who are somewhat into each other. And then over the course of the movie, they end up being together, some of them. And there's these two actors who are stand-ins for nudity in movies. And so they recreate sex scenes and they slowly like fall in love. And there's just like all these different couples that you follow in different plot lines, and they're all around Christmas. There's one where like Alan Rickman is like this mean, angry boss.
Oh, he's in it?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So many famous. Hugh Grant is in it.
Oh, so it's like one of those like star-studded cast type shit.
Yeah, it's like did you ever watch like New Year's?
No, but I know those kind of movies.
Yeah, where it's like a million celebrities and the plot is just kind of like watch a bunch of different people fall kind of in love.
Okay.
Like Hugh Grant is... like, what, the prime minister or something, and he falls in love with his secretary.
Hello, does Natalie live here?
No.
Right, fine, thank you. Sorry to disturb.
Yeah, aren't you the prime minister?
Yes. In fact, I am. Merry Christmas.
Oh.
Part of the service now. I'm trying to get round everyone by New Year's Eve.
Is this
a British movie?
And they are British.
Oh,
yeah,
it's British. Yeah, I'm never watching
it. I guess
that.
I never considered if it was actually like made by British people, but everyone in it is British.
So that's why I've never seen this. It's British.
I hate it. It's so corny. And it was like, it's so of its time. Like, it came out in, I think, the early, or maybe just like the late 2000s, early 2010s.
Okay.
But you watch it now, and in so much of it is problematic that you're like, oh, that is not how we should treat women anymore.
Oh, wow, okay.
And so every year, it's the same conversations around this movie of people being like, actually, the way that they do this relationship is super problematic. And it's like, well, it's not a good movie. It's a rom-com. Like, yeah, what are you expecting here? It's a Christmas rom-com. It's like, just watch it and enjoy it, or turn it off. But I choose to turn it off.
I definitely think rom-coms are like some of the hardest movies to age gracefully.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, you have to like get the comedy of the time, and it does.
And relationship aspects. And that changes so much from like how we view gender and love and dating so much. So that's hard to do.
It's tough, but it's one of the ones so many people return to. You go to a holiday party, people will be like, we're putting on Love Actually, because it has so many. I feel like the most classic moment is the girl opens the door and the guy is standing there holding the signs and he's like, don't say anything. And the signs like say, and people turn it into a meme.
Oh, okay. I've never.
If you've ever seen where the guy's
just,
like standing.
I guess I just completely missed the whole Love Actually.
I feel like it was a phenomenon.
Really?
Yeah. Like, well, it's.
Where was I?
There's been oral histories, books written about. It is very white. I don't think there's. It's this giant star-studded cast. I can't think of a black person in the movie.
Okay. Because no one I know has ever brought this movie up and been like, you need to watch this.
And no. I would never tell someone they need to watch it.
And I feel like I do have white friends.
You do. You do. Yeah. And I bet if you asked them specifically, they'd be like, well, of course I love Love Actually. They would be like, every Christmas, I have to watch, my favorite couple is this one. Right. Like, yeah.
So I guess I just knew better to just not suggest it to me.
Yeah. You don't look like you would love it.
I don't think I would.
It is set at Christmas, and I guess it's people falling in love during Christmas, but I hate it.
Okay. Yeah, I hate this movie, too. I think it's whack and overrated. And I'm kind of anti-Chevy Chase on anything.
Same.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
I hate
Saw it
this
once
movie.
When I was a kid, and I was just like, this is just a bunch of, like, Gags.
I hate every National Lampoon movie.
Really?
I'm sick of those white people and their hijinks and their chaos.
You don't like Animal House?
Okay, I like Animal House.
It doesn't age well, but
yeah,
for the time.
But for the time, that one's pretty good. But all of the just like Chevy Chase family ones, for like whatever vacation, yeah, Christmas good, vacation, good. I hate all of them. It's just so much of that movie makes me roll my eyes. And then growing up, it was constantly on Comedy Central. They would just play it.
Yeah, it was on TV. I remember it being on TV like a lot growing up.
All the time.
Where do you think you're going? Nobody's leaving. Nobody's walking out on this fun old-fashioned family Christmas. No, no. We're all in this together. This is a full-blown four-alarm holiday emergency here. We're going to press on, and we're going to have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap dance with Danny fucking K. And when Santa squeezes his fat white ass down that chimney tonight, he's going to find the jolliest bunch of assholes this side of the nut house.
And to me, that movie and Home Alone are of a similar flavor.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Ooh.
Where I'm like, what are we really doing? This is just hijinks and jokes. This isn't Christmas.
Wow. You going to put Home Alone in
Christmas Home
Vacation?
Alone is better. I would watch Home Alone, but they're the same kind of Christmas movie to me. Just too silly.
That's interesting.
Okay, like I said, Christmas isn't about silly.
It's not about silly. It's about reflection.
It's about reflection, sorrow. The trees are dead.
Okay.
What are you laughing about?
I can't argue with you there. I can't argue with you there. One movie that I was surprised wasn't on either one of your list. I feel like this movie is one of those like either you hate it as a Christmas movie because everybody loves it, it's goofy, or you love it. Elf.
I knew that was going to be what you said.
Yeah.
And I actually have a very controversial stance here.
Let's go.
I have never seen Elf.
Whoa! That's crazy.
Okay, people, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh, my God!
Santa here? I know him. I know him.
I've never seen Elf. I honestly thought about watching it just because I knew it should be on my list because there's such an expectation. Look, I'm going to stand up because I know I'm not alone. And I'm going to stand up for everyone out there
who's
never seen
Elf. It's probably one of those movies that, like, if you haven't seen it, you just act like you have.
You have. I pretend. I'm like, haha, yeah, he's so tall, but he's not an elf or something.
Yeah, that's the point. And it's amazing. Okay. And I hate Christmas.
And Zooey Deschanel is there.
She's there. Faison Love.
Oh, okay.
He's great.
But
I think that was like one of his last movies before like white industry people was like, all right, bro, you talk too much.
Yeah, you did a little too much.
Yeah.
I was watching that other one. He like couples.
The one where he's naked.
Yeah. That one was pretty fun.
That's a pretty funny movie. But Elf, you got it.
I feel like I miss the hype. I don't typically see holiday movies in theaters.
Tarantino plays it at the New Beverly like every Christmas.
Okay, I mean, it must be good.
Yeah, it's a really funny movie with a lot of heart. You should watch.
And I love Will Ferrell. And
you do. He listens to this podcast, so you need to.
I'm sorry, right. Will. It's just.
I'm sorry, Will, that you had to hear that.
I know I'm not alone, and I speak for everyone who just happened to kind of miss it, and then, you know, years and a decade or something pass.
It's on TV, like, all December.
It's literally the number one movie on Hulu right now.
It's to the point, like, I like the movie, and I haven't watched it in, like, six Christmases, because it's just everywhere, every time.
Yeah, but that's just one of you know, that's a failure on my part.
A little bit.
Yeah, I think it is.
I'm blown away. I've met too many people that just haven't seen Elf.
And I'm embarrassed to admit it. And it's something I've hid. And I don't try. I try to just like act like I've seen it and like I know about it. Like there's a part where he goes in a board meeting, right? And that's funny. in the department store scene that everybody loves.
Oh my God.
And you know, and then he eats the gum and it's gross, I think, or he eats something because he doesn't know what humans do.
I hope you watch it. I really do.
I will go home and watch it today.
That's hilarious.
Yeah,
You can't get away from it.
I was going to start my Christmas movie binge season watch with Ingmar Bergman's Fanny and Alexander.
What is that?
It is a beautiful Christmas movie about a family in Sweden. This is sort of like turn of the century Sweden. It's very depressing. It's about them coming to terms with loss and mortality and death around the Christmas season and losing sort of their bourgeois lifestyle. It's just super depressing. Ingmar Bergman, Swedish film with subtitles. That's how I get depressed during the holiday season. What I like to get into is just the...
That is a choice, Ashley.
The real dark stuff. But instead, I'm going to put that aside. I'm going to go home. I'm going to watch Elf.
Wow. Well, I'm really surprised about how many Christmas movies I had to defend on this episode. I'm supposed to be the one that hates this shit. You really... But my thing with Christmas movies, though, I do see them as like a lower tier of movie just because they're about Christmas.
Because they're about Christmas. Because
it's like a gimmick. It's like a it's like a gimmick comedian. Like
Exactly. It's like someone no thing. So if I haven't seen Elf, it's like it's a
Christmas
movie.
I get it. No.
But I mean, when people are like, I haven't seen The Nightmare Before Christmas, I'm like, what is wrong with you?
I feel like I slipped up on that. I gotta go watch Nightmare Before Christmas.
See,
I'm just not the biggest Tim Burton fan in the world.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go check it out.
It's so good. There's so many sad songs and it's like nice, it's beautiful and about coming to terms with like how your life isn't what you wanted it to be at Christmas and you dream of more.
I can relate to that.
Yeah. Like you want to take over Halloween and Christmas.
Wow. Ugh. Can't have it all though. That's
no,
crazy.
No, you can't. And that's really what Jack Skellington learns along the way.
Jack Skellington. What a name. Do you have any favorite like Christmas stories coming up that you'd like to tell the audience?
You know, Christmas, I guess my favorite thing to do at Christmas is that I get drunk and I watch a lot of TV.
You don't do that anyway.
I day drink. Like you get to, it's like it's Christmas season. You get to put whiskey in your coffee. Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Okay.
And then I just kind of watch a lot of The Crown because I like how dark and kind of sad it is, but also so decadent and pretty. Okay. So I encourage the people to do that with their holiday season. I guess I sound like a real Grinch. I'm hating so hard, I'm hating on the Grinch in this episode. But I think Christmas TV episodes. Those are the stories that make me like really actually want to celebrate Christmas.
I love when TV series do their Christmas episode.
Yeah.
That is one thing I think we're missing in this day and age of shortened seasons.
Yeah, we don't
get the holiday.
The holiday episodes.
Those were always really good. Where like some random guest star is an angel and he's there to help everybody, or someone Santa Claus undercover
shit like that. Or like someone's dealing with like deep family trauma through Christmas. Yes. I guess the Community Christmas episode where Abed is like disassociating and thinks everyone is a puppet. That's probably one of my favorite Christmas stories. That, you know, it brings together everything I love about Christmas, mental illness, and sadness, but some cheer.
I forget. I feel like Sister had a really good Christmas episode.
Oh, absolutely.
I forget what happened. I'm going to look that up. Like, I don't usually look things up, but I'm going to look that up.
Yeah.
I remember that.
I feel like there's one with, like, a teen heartthrob boy in it who, like, makes their Christmas wishes come true, and then it's like, oh, he's an elf or something.
Mm-hmm.
They probably stole that for the movie Elf because racism.
Of course.
You know.
Let me see. Christmas episode. Okay, Tia and Tamara learn their grandpa is being hounded by a loan shark on Christmas. Yeah, I remember it being something like, it was really good. Yeah, so y'all go watch that. Season 3, episode 12. It is on Pluto TV. You can go watch it for free.
Gotta love Pluto TV.
Gotta love Pluto, Tubi. They holding the community together. Well, that's great. I'm glad you came on here and you gave us your favorite and least favorite Christmas movies. I really appreciate you coming on, Ashley.
And I'm glad to be here. I'm going to watch Elf, and it's going to get me into the Christmas spirit.
There you go. I'm telling you, you're going to watch Elf, and you're going to be like, all right, I get it.
I'm going to fall in love with, like, I'll watch Elf, and suddenly I'll be like, I even understand the Grinch. Like, my heart is going to grow three sizes.
I think you got to give the Grinch another spin. Like, how long has it been since you watched it?
Oh, a year. See? Probably, like... I probably haven't seen it since around when it came out. Like,
I think you got to give the Grinch one more spin.
I do. And, you know, they did turn him into like a meme. And Home
Alone, I don't think we can change your opinion on
it's,
that one.
It's the yeah, no. It's Die Hard for kids.
It is.
It's not a Christmas movie. Okay. And I'm sick of all the Die Hard's a Christmas movie. Yeah, yeah. You just want to feel cool and special. You're so quirky. You think Die Hard is a Christmas movie. Wow. You're so cool.
I think it is. You got Carl Winslow in there. I think it is.
It's a movie that happens during Christmas.
Sure. Okay. Look, yeah. Hey, I'm not here to change opinions. I'm not here. It's all good. But I do think I give Elf one more spin.
Like, look. If I had put Die Hard on this list, you would have rolled your eyes.
I would have laughed. I would have thought you were trolling. I definitely defended a few more Christmas movies than I thought I did. But at the end of the day, I think that's just childhood nostalgia. I think most Christmas movies are bad. Unless they have Angela Bassett or Whitney Houston in them. Is there anything you'd like to plug?
You know, listen to TV I Say with Ashley Ray.
You need to. It's a great podcast.
We're getting into all the holiday TV episodes. Some really good, like Bob's Burgers. Again, another one that does good
they
Christmas
do.
Eps.
They do.
We're going to get into some of the best sitcom ones. And, you know, I got some shows. If you're in LA, go to my website, theashleyray.com. You can follow me online at theashleyray for other shows. My album will be out in early next year. So keep an eye out for that.
I better go listen to that. Thank you, Ashley, so much for being on the show. I'm Niles Abson, your host. This is I Hate Christmas, and I Hate Christmas. See y'all later.
I Hate Christmas is produced by me, Niles Abson, and Earwolf, with producers Matt Apodaca and Anita Flores, engineering by Alex Gonzalez.
Thanks for listening, everybody. If you made it all the way to the end, you're a beautiful person. If you're not hearing this voice, go to hell. Earwolf Presents is produced by Earwolf, Amelia Chapelo, and Cody Fisher. And of course, podcast daddy Colin Anderson himself. The Earwolf Presents series is hosted by the one and only myself, Jacquise Neal. And our theme music was engineered and sung by the amazing Jordan Duffy. Special thanks and shout outs to Jeff Gross and Aaron Nestor. And for more information on Earwolf Presents, visit earwolf.com and follow us at Earwolf on all social platforms.